Welcome to 7 Minutes Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So this week, we're going to be talking about the Keep It 100 Success Challenge that kicked off this week. So if you have been keeping up with the podcast episodes, you'll know that the March book chapbook of the month was The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. So what happened was, upon reading that book, I came across this challenge, Can You List 100 Successes? And that was from Principle 26, I think it was, in the book. And basically, Principle 26, and basically, Jack is telling you to acknowledge your positive past. He's basically saying, pay attention to the things that you've done well and the things that you were successful at in your life so that you can acknowledge those things, use them as a springboard to get you to the next step of the things that you want to do and that you want to achieve. I thought, wow, this is great. It might be a really cool idea to make this list myself. So let me go ahead and read to you first what the passage in the book about making the list of 100 successes. Let me read what the passage says. To really convince yourself that you're a successful person who can continue to achieve great things, this exercise requires you to make a list of 100 successes you've had in your life. My experience is that most people do fine coming up with the first 30 or so. Then it becomes a little more difficult. To come up with 100, you're going to have to list things like learning to ride a bicycle, singing a solo at church, getting your first summer job, the first time you got a hit in Little League, making the cheerleading squad, getting your driver's license, writing an article for your school newspaper, getting an A in a history class, all of these different things. So he goes on to say, these are things that you probably take for granted now, but they all needed to be achieved and acknowledged as a success you've had in your life. So what he's getting at is that all of these things that may have seemed like little successes and little wins, they all helped us to become and shape the people that we are today. So it benefits us if we look back on those things to just kind of sort of see where we've come from and see how far we've come. So I made the list. It took me a couple days of like starting and stopping to make the list, and I got to 100. To be honest with you, I started to stop. I started and I got to a good 25. Then I picked it back up and somehow I miraculously got to a good 70 something. And I started to just say, you know what? I'm just going to tell them I try to get through 100 and I start and I just stopped here. But then I was like, no, you have to push yourself to really get through 100 and make it to 100. So this challenge really made me dig deep and think of everything. It made me think back on all these different stages in my life, all the different years in my life. And if you want to see my full list, you can go to lifeaccordingtoher.com. It is a blog post. If you scroll down to about the midpoint of the page, you'll see it. It has a childhood picture of me in there as well. So if you're curious about that, definitely go take a look. So this challenge was definitely a challenge, and I wanted to challenge everyone else to get in on this because I think that sometimes we get so focused on the things ahead that we want to achieve that we don't really realize how the things that we've achieved thus far can help to propel us and give us that that extra push and that confidence that we sometimes lack. To say, well, you've done X, Y, and Z. You've come this far. You can make it. You can do whatever it is that's put in front of you. You can do whatever it is that you're dreaming up and you're thinking up to do next. It's not impossible. It's definitely possible. Just look at where you've come from. Look what you've achieved so far. So I really think that this is a helpful exercise too if you're looking to make a change and you're thinking about making a pivot or a switch in your career, or you're thinking about quitting and just trying a whole new career altogether, this could really be useful in spicing up your resume. This is a perfect way to jog your memory and get things started, especially if you haven't touched your resume in a while. For me personally, I found myself going back. I went back to look up one specific thing on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, and then I realized how much of a resource my Instagram feed could be for just things that I've done and things that I shared with the world and that I felt were worthy of note and success for this list. So you might want to use like your social media feed, your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed, just to kind of jog your memory, because sometimes we do so much in our lives that we forget some of the little things that we've done that could potentially, you know, make the list. Like I even put things like learned how to snowboard, because to me that was a success for me. I took a class and I finished a class and I was able to go down the mountains and snowboard, and you know, not everyone can say that they did that. For me, it's a success. I'm not even exactly super comfortable with heights either, so that was really a success. So when I finished up with this list, I ended up thinking to myself, wow, this is almost like a story of my life in outline format. So that's another good thing too. You can keep this list and reference it forever. You know, it can be just kind of like, you can even make it a running list. Every time you achieve something or do something that made you feel successful at it, you can add it to this list. And I also think that if you're thinking about making a switch or a change in your career, this is a good tool for helping you to be nostalgic and remember some of the things that you may have been good at that you forgot about, or some of the things that you may have enjoyed in your past that you forgot about. That's a good place to start when you're talking about wanting to do something different but not quite knowing what that is. When you've been, you know, just on this straight path in this certain career for so many years and you've been just, you know, hitting the ground running with this specific thing, sometimes you forget some of the things that you've done to get you to that point. Maybe you were really good at writing. Maybe you were a good artist, but you kind of had to sweep it to the background because, you know, you had to do other things. Maybe you were really good at, photography, like anything that you might have been good at or enjoyed, but maybe forgot. This is a great opportunity to sort of spark some of those ideas and potentially those interests again. So feel free, like I said, to enter the challenge, do this with me, email me and let me know that you did it. Even share your list with me if you want to. Tag me on social media and show me what your list is looking like. But I'm excited for what the possibilities of what this list can bring for you. And also, if you are about to go into a job interview, or if you are about to have a pitch meeting or something, and let's say you work for yourself and you're about to pitch yourself or your product, this is a great self-esteem booster. Looking at a list of 100 things that you've achieved or felt successful, areas you felt successful in your life, that right there is a great way to boost your self-esteem. So I hope that this Keep It 100 Success Challenge does as much for you as it did for me. Great experience. I definitely recommend that you do it. And maybe you'll get it done this week. Maybe it'll help you along your week when you're feeling like, and a little blah. So thank you so much for joining me on 7 Minute Sunday. And as always, keep killing it.